Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you and worship you and thank you for the magnificent Word of God, the owner's manual, the book that tells us exactly what to do and how to do it. I am so grateful for this magnificent book. Father, I ask you to bless the Word today as it goes out, as we study and teach the book of Proverbs, starting in chapter 15. I ask you to bless your Word and give us revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding as we talk about your magnificent Word this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about the book of Proverbs again. This is such a magnificent, glorious book. I want to start off here with Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. I've taught almost all of these chapters up to here at different times. But I decided to do a little more teaching on the book of Proverbs. So chapter 1 has got a very, very wonderful statement here that we all need to listen to. If you want to see wonderful things happen, you have to do it God's mighty way. So the best thing we can do is read the book, listen to what it says, and do what it says. Now think about what it says in Proverbs 15:1. Now it says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. If you take and you reply with a gentle answer, it will turn away wrath from people. But if you will reply with harsh words, you will stir up anger in people's lives. Now, why don't we take that to heart, that whenever somebody gets upset at us, instead of screaming back at them like nearly all of us do, why don't we come back at them with a gentle, soft answer? And it makes no difference how upset they are. It takes two to fight. If one comes back nice and gentle, well, you'll see what will happen because the Word of God says so. A soft answer turneth away wrath. So if somebody comes to you and they're all upset and screaming and hollering at you, don't go over there with them like most people do. Don't start screaming back at them, because if you do, you're going to have all kinds of strife there, and anger is going to come up, and then all kinds of evil is going to be there. So it's just like you're fueling a fire with gasoline. I mean, that's the same thing. If you've got a little bitty fire out there, just a little tiny fire, you don't want to take a 5-gallon bucket of gasoline out there and throw on that little teeny fire. Because if you do, you'll have a raging inferno. Well, that's what happens. Somebody comes in just a little bit mad, and if you've had a bad day and you jump back and with all those grievous words, so I'm telling you, you will stir up anger in everybody. And then first thing you know, you see people fighting and going at it. But the Word of God has the answer, a soft answer, turneth away wrath or anger. And verse 2 says, the tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pour out foolishness. Man, if I ever seen anything that was right there, I'm telling you, a wise person makes learning a joy. I mean, it is so wonderful that if you find somebody's got some wisdom, they can make learning an absolute fun thing. But fools spout only foolishness. In other words, they're always talking these foolish things. Now, I'm going to tell you, the Lord is watching everywhere. He's keeping his eye on both the evil and the good. I'm telling you for sure that the Lord is doing that, because the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. So it makes no difference what you're doing, where you are. You cannot get away from God. He is there. He sees. He hears. He records everything you say and do through your entire life. So we need to live with that picture that the Lord is here recording everything we say. Everything we say. Everything we do is being recorded in living color. So if you don't want to see bad things one day, don't do them now. Or if you have done them, make sure you repent. Now it says in verse 4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach of the spirit. Now then, a gentle word will bring life and health. In other words, isn't that amazing that you never seem to put the two together, that gentle words bring life and health, but a deceitful tongue will crush the spirit and it will cause all kinds of sickness and disease? If gentle words bring life and health, then why do we come back at people with such screaming and hollering? Well, all you got to do is turn on the television set. And if you turn on the television set, you can see many different programs. Every once in a while, just to see what's on these airways, I will turn a TV set on, especially if I'm out of town somewhere. If we've gone out to preach or something, I stay in a hotel, I will turn their channel, their set on, and kind of flip through the channels just to see what kind of trash is on those sets. And I'm going to be there to tell you that most of it is exactly that. It's trash. It does not agree with the Word of God. So if you're watching that stuff very often, you're filling your mind with the trash of the world, and you will never, ever, ever be able to walk in what God's telling you to do here. Because when it says gentle words bring life and health, so many people use wild, violent, terrible, wicked words. And it clearly says, a deceitful tongue will crush the spirit. Now, verse 5 says, a fool despises his father's instructions, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. In other words, what he's trying to say there, only a fool despises a parent's discipline. Whoever earns from correction, whoever learns from correction is wise. Now, let me throw something else in right here that it took me a long time to understand. The Word of God, when it says there that only a fool despises a parent's discipline, when you take a child that will not do what the commandments say, when it says, honor your mother and father, because this is the only commandment with a promise. Now then, if you honor your mother and father, it says that the promise is that you will have long life on the earth. Well, what if you don't honor your mother and father? Well, let me tell you what happens to people that don't honor their mother and father. Let's say you take two boys, or two girls, whatever, and say they're born, and there's a couple of years apart or something like that, and they're born in the same household. They both grow up together, both learn the same thing, same parents, only one set of parents. But one of those children makes a decision early in life to listen to the Word of God and be an obedient child that honors their parents and obeys them and does what their parents say. But the other one does not. The other one does not honor their mother and father. They don't mind. They don't do what the Word of God says. And, of course, they may get a few extra spankings as they go through life from mom and dad. But let's go on up and now let's get up into 30s, 40s, and 50s. And you get up here, and the one that honored and obeyed mother and father, if they fall in line with the rest of the Word of God, they don't have any sickness and disease. They're healthy at 50, and they're just going on, and everything's going great for them. But the other one, which is, say, two or three or four years younger, and that one did not honor the mother and father, they have several different kinds of sickness and disease. Maybe even break an ankle or a bone or something like that. All kinds of little things happen to them. And then at 45 years old, they just die. And somebody says, goodness gracious, there's no reason why Brother John or Jack or Susie or whatever should have died at that young age. Well, what they never put together is to go back and check the person's life and see that one of those children obeyed the Word of God and honored their parents, and the other one did not. So the one that did not is the one that cost them their life. There is health. In other words, it is clearly saying there that there is health in your words. And so if you honor mother and father, there will be health in that. There is, let's see, in verse 6 it says here, in the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. Now, in the house of the righteous is much treasure. If there's treasure in the house of the godly, but the earnings of the wicked bring trouble, what is he trying to tell us there? In other words, let's say you're a godly person, and if you're a godly person and you walk in obedience to the Word of God, you'll have treasure in your house. Let's just start off with things like your food supply won't cost you so much. You won't have as much food that will spoil. You won't have your equipment, your appliances, and everything in your home will last longer. They will work better, and you don't have as much trouble with them, and your car runs longer and everything. So there's treasure. You have money left over at the end of the week. You go to church. You're a tither. You do everything the Lord commands you to do, and He makes everything last longer. But let's say you take the person that does not go to church, does not tithe, and they just don't seem to have enough money to make it. Well, that's what the Lord's saying when He says in verse 6 that actually there's treasure in the house of the godly, but the earnings of the wicked bring trouble. So the earnings of the wicked, they'll buy all the same things you have, but they'll have problems with them. Their house will be broken into. Things will be stolen from them. Their washing machine will break down more often. Their car breaks down more often. And all these things are a direct result of your either obedience or disobedience to God's word. Isn't that amazing? But it works like that. In verse 7, it says, "The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so." The lips of the wise. In fact, let me tell you, only the wise can give good advice. Now, how do people get wisdom? Solomon told us, as we studied in the earlier chapters of the book of Proverbs, he says, "Whatever you do, my son, get wisdom, get knowledge. It is the best thing there is. Get wisdom and get knowledge." Well, let me tell you, only Christians have wisdom. Now, what is wisdom? Well, wisdom is knowing what to do with the knowledge you have. And since wisdom only comes from God, true, solid wisdom, and it comes from God, and then even then, you don't get it, or not very much of it, unless you ask for it in faith. When you ask in faith, you get it. Because James chapter 1, verse 5 and 6 clearly says, does any man lack wisdom? Well, we all lack wisdom. So why don't we do what the Word of God says? He says, "Let him ask God, who gives liberally to all without finding fault. But when you ask, you must believe you've received. Because if you don't," he says, "you're double-minded and unstable in all your ways, and that man need not think he shall receive anything from the Lord." So when you pray and ask for something, you got to believe you got it. If you've been obedient to God's Word, and if you have, He will absolutely give it to you. And He will do great and mighty things for you. When you get a hold of the fact that as an obedient child, you can ask the Lord for all these things, it will change the way you do business. So, it's just wonderful to learn that you can ask God. But we just run out of time today. I'd like to invite you to give me a call. We'll be happy to send you free and postpaid any of our audio, video, CD, DVD teachings, even our new music CD that my wife and her daughter has made. We will be happy to send those to you. If you'll call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web and find us on www.tlsm.org. And there you can get a list of things and you can order them online. Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord.